Morning, it's 19 to 7. Looking at the news headlines, you would be forgiven for having some concerns about Tasmania's education system. Students, school refusal, poor behaviour, literacy, numeracy levels declining, and it does feel like there's just really never enough teachers to go around in our schools. Within this challenging environment are two groups of young people who need just a little bit of extra help, a little bit of extra support. And that's children who are in care and those from disadvantaged backgrounds. Well, Professor Kitty Tarila is the director of the Peter Underwood Centre at the University of Tasmania. Kitty, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Studio.
Good morning, Mel.
Lovely, lovely morning to be wandering in this morning, it has to be said. So you're involved with a new research project together with other unis, as I understand it, and other organisations to help, you know, understand the experience of students who do need that extra help and educational support. What is the school experience like for Tasmanian students who are in care, for example?
Yes, so students who are in care and out-of-home care, that means that the child protection authorities have said it's not safe for you to be at home, and they place you in another care setting, which can be a foster care or a residential care setting. And often what happens is that those care placements aren't very stable. So some children in care might have three different placements in one year. And if they're in Burnie and Devonport and Ross, then it might mean they have three different schools to go to. So a lot of instability for them to have to get to know a new school, make new friends.
That's really disruptive. And when you think about young children, that's probably more important for them than educational outcomes. You know, I want to be a part of this community. I want to have friends, you know, here in this school. Let's worry about, you know, the maths, et cetera, later. So what are the educational outcomes? What does the data tell you? What does it look like?
Yes, so the data tells us a couple of things. Certainly in terms of the academic outcomes, children in care really struggle. Mm. So if you look at something like NAPLAN, which we often turn to, and you look at the outcomes, for example, for the reading in year nine, then meeting the national minimum standard, which is a really important benchmark, it's a minimum for a reason, kids in care, only about 70% reach that benchmark. In year nine, compared to over 90% of kids who aren't in care. That's a really big difference.
It is. It's big numbers. So in terms of those young people in care, how large is that cohort in Tasmania?
Okay. So nationally, it's over 45,000 children and young people in care. In Tasmania, it's a bit over 1,000.
Right, okay. So in terms of the scope and the aim of the project that you're working on, Kitty, tell us a bit about that.
Oh, thanks, Mel, because we're really excited about this. When we look at some of those outcomes, like lower NAPLAN results, lower Year 12 completion, what we did was take a step back and say, well, actually, we can also see that these kids aren't at school as often. They are absent from school for all sorts of reasons. And of course, if you're not at school, then you don't engage in the learning. You don't engage also in the social emotional stuff like playing with friends. And so with our project, we're looking at how can we actually help kids to be at school so that then they can have all of those benefits.
Yeah. And hopefully at the same school for a longer period, wouldn't that be lovely?
Exactly.
In a perfect world. So when you're looking at, which I know you are as part of the project as well, those children who are not just in care but are also potentially in prison or incarcerated in some way, when you look at the data and their outcomes, are they similar? Or is it, you know, or is it more of an issue?
Okay. So what I should say is this was a separate project that we did in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have data about Tasmania here, but it's probably relevant for Tasmania.
Sure.
So what we see is that a lot of young people who come into the prison system come from backgrounds of disadvantage. So you can imagine that if you come from a reasonably well-off family and you have a stable home, then the magistrate probably isn't going to remind you into prison. They're going to say, look, you can be out on bail, you can live with your family, you've got a school to go to. Mm-hmm. But if you come from a much more disrupted home background, then the magistrate might say, you haven't got a safe home to live in, maybe you haven't been attached to a school, we better put you in prison on remand. So you haven't been convicted yet. You're actually just on remand. It's very tough. So most of the kids who end up in prison do come from much more disadvantaged backgrounds. They often have had a disrupted education. And the weird thing is that when they're in prison, it's often when they get really good school education.
Because it is not as disrupted. You are, you know, well, clearly you're in the one place. You're not going anywhere for however long that takes. So in terms of how you conducted this research, so be it for young people in care in Tasmania or, as we're talking about, in prison, how did you go about it? Who were there interviews involved? What was the process?
So with the project in Melbourne with the kids in prison, we did actually talk with some of the young people themselves to hear from them directly. Mm-hmm. Also, when a young person's been in prison and they leave, they do an exit interview with an independent person. And we got access to all of those records of those exit interviews to hear young people's views as well. And then we talked with the people who teach in the school, the people who are the security personnel in the prison, to get a lot more understanding of what are the difficulties, what are they trying to achieve.
Yeah. So as far as your research goes, which is exciting, looking at, you know, the level of need, and, you know, you can clearly see that there is a level of need and additional support. So what are you hoping? What are the implications for this research? What would you like to see in terms of reform?
So if I zoom out, what I would like is prevention. Right. I'd like kids not to be in prison. I'd like kids not to have to be in care. And we know that if families are given really good support, for example, access to low-cost, stable housing, if they have access to good transport, if they don't live in poverty, if they have access to mental health support, then it means it's much less likely that their kids will get into trouble with the law. It's much less likely that their kids will be taken away by child protection.
So this is really playing the long game, though, isn't it? And, you know, Kitty, looking at this very holistically, because I'm guessing that in terms of these educational outcomes, it's not just the education department that's involved in this.
No, that's right. And so I want to be really clear about that, because you were absolutely right when you started that while we have concerns about education outcomes, we also know that actually schools and teachers try really hard. Education department tries really hard. They can't do it on their own. Mm. But there are some things, obviously, that we would like to see in schools. So there's a lot of emphasis now in lots of schools on teachers having professional learning about being trauma informed. That's really, really helpful. Another thing that's really helpful, if schools really try and cut back on using suspensions, because if kids aren't at school because of a suspension, they miss out on the learning. It makes it harder when they come back. But also it means that they're not in school. They're at home. They might be getting in trouble while they're not at school. So those kind of things are really helpful.
I have a sneaking suspicion we'll be talking again. Kitty, thank you so much for coming into the studio and congratulations on the research.
Thanks, Mel.
That is Professor Kitty Tarula there, taking a look at the projects that Kitty's working on right now about better outcomes. And wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that perfect world just be so special to be able to ensure that young people do not have to go into care, do not have to become incarcerated with great educational outcomes? It is 10 to 7 on ABC Radio Hobart with Mel Bush. Your thoughts on that? I'd like to hear from you. 0438 922 936. That's the text line. Coming up in just a moment, we'll catch up with Mick Conway at the Bureau.
Choosing a gift for someone you love at Christmas, laying the table with a festive meal.